The control towers at 14 small to medium-sized airports around the Northwest will close on April 1st in response to automatic federal budget cuts. That's according to an airport industry association. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports, regional airlines intend to keep flying to those cities they now serve.
The Federal Aviation Administration pays a government contractor called Serco to staff the control towers at smaller Western airports. Now the private air traffic control suppliers say the agency has notified them that their contracts will be canceled effective April 1st. That's absent any last-minute budget agreement. Control towers staffed directly by the FAA also face potential cutbacks, but that process is taking longer to work out. SkyWest Airlines spokeswoman Marissa Snow says commercial flights can still land at an airport even if the control tower closes.
We actually already fly into airports that do not have manned towers, and that traffic is controlled at a regional level.
Snow asserts that it's completely safe to continue operating into those airports. An Alaska Airlines spokeswoman said in an email that it too has procedures in place to maintain small city service. I'm Tom Bonzi in Olympia.